Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comforter, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my praise. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell of you even in the marketplace. I will pray to you in my secret place. Everything. Yeah, I stand and give you glory and praise. You are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds and begin to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing. I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer a worship, a praise, of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. For all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you, for you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor, for you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You're my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. And Lord, you're my peace that surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to. Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Somehow, somewhere you make a way. You're my life. You're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me. And I gotta testify, you are my joy. When I feel like crying, when I feel like giving up, when I feel like throwing in the towel, you're my peace. Well, the devil thought he was gonna take my mind. For the trial of this life, you step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. You calm my mind, just like you calm the sea.
am. You are everything. Our life, strength, joy, hope, dream, and our visions. You are our everything. The sun is shining on both sides of the street, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Running for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Running for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly. And we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer. And at Running for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do scripture and prayer is our very own sister, and Rebecca Johnson.
Good morning, Sister Deaconess Kathy.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
Our scripture for today is Romans 12, verses 9 through 21. And the title is Love in Action. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Lord, we ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people, and that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. Lord, bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey and be blessed by. Lord, we pray that our songs, prayers, and the preached word lifts up Jesus so that all those who are lost will be found by you. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask for these blessings. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Rebecca Johnson. You know we appreciate you, and just have a beautiful day. Okay. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Give you all of me. Give you all of me. You can have all. You can sing, have all of me. Sing, have all of me. Tell them I'm yours. I give you all of me. Give you all of me. Give you all of me. Now connect your heart with your mouth. You can have all.
Amen. Isn't it amazing that the Lord Jesus purchased us? The Bible tells us that we were purchased at a price, and that price was his blood. And we belong to him. And yet he still gives us the choice to choose to give him all of us. And as we walk with him from earth to heaven, we surrender more to him day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, until the day he comes to get us. And then we will truly be, on that day, all of his. But from now until that day, we make it our business to surrender more of us to him every single day. Less of us and more of him. That's what we need every single day, because he's trying to turn us into who we're going to be forever. That's the work he's doing on us. But we keep trying to become somebody today, this week, next week, this month, next year, we're going to do. Amen. But when are we going to understand that we are not going to be kingdom? We are the light of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. We are kingdom.
We're called to be a light to the whole wide world. How many light holders do I have in here? Come on, shine your light. Everybody, shine your light. Shine bright so the whole wide world will know that we are kingdom.
Everyone that I meet, I can give a smile. And everywhere I see you need, I go the extra.
smile. Yeah. Everybody's looking for change, but who takes the lead? Yeah. The change that I wanna see is gonna start with me. Everybody saying, come on, hey,
give a smile.
troubles over. I need to see you face to face, and this is where I need to stay. Oh,
I'd rather stay here with you.
Yeah.
Give up on you, believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me.
You kept me.
When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me. When I was sick and like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me.
When
I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. Said I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word, but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes. Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I wanna say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. You know you always take us there. We just thank you for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Thank you. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own man of God, Pastor Jonathan Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Assistant Pastor Jonathan Tate, pray to the Lord. Amen.
Carrying all of the world on my shoulders, and it's getting too heavy for me. Y'all know I ain't no Hercules. Life moves on, stuff breaks down, people fall off. Gotta find a way to get over. Gotta find a way to get through, break through, hear you. Troubles, they last, and as time passed, it's been one thing after the other. Way to go, I feel so long, life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech, I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something happened when I pray.
I don't want to hear it.
Lord, we thank you for this awesome day. We thank you for looking out for us. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to praise you, to worship you, to read your word, to live your word, and to share your word. Help us to be serious about doing those things for you out of love. A lot of times we things and we do a lot of things, but help us to be excellent executors of your word and showing our love for you, loving ourselves, Lord, and loving others. There's a lot of people who are dealing with issues that are mental and physical and spiritual. And right now we come before you and we lay all of that at the altar before you. You said that we can do that in your word, that we could come boldly to the throne of grace. And Lord, that if we just understand that if we cast our cares upon you, we know that you care for us in return. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your plans and not our own. We know, Lord, that we constantly make plans and, you know, you laugh because your agenda is going to trump ours any and every day. So help us, Lord, to focus on your agenda, your word, your will, and your way for our lives. Help us not to get so distracted on what's going on in the world and, you know, what's taking place in the media or social media, even in our personal lives, but that we would be steadfast in living the way you want us to live and doing the things that you want us to do and saying the things that you want us to say. Help us to truly make you the head of our lives, Lord, today. And help us to pray, Lord, constantly for the world leaders, leaders all over the world, whether it's in the household or in government. We pray for them, Lord, that leaders everywhere will have a heart for the people that they serve and that they will counsel with you and receive instruction, Lord, from you and carry out your will and your way according to your word. We thank you for all the healing that you've allowed to take place and all the comfort. There are a lot of people who are hurting right now, Lord, and we place them before you because we know that you can fix whatever's going on with them, Lord. And we pray for restoration, Lord. We pray for a speedy recovery for those, Lord, who need that. We thank you so much for how you cover us and how you protect us. But help us to love each other, to love you, and to love ourselves, Lord, according to your will and your way and your word. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving and praise. Amen.
again from your heart.
Amen, amen. Give myself away so you can use me. Just want to say thank you to Pastor Jonathan for praying and making our request known to God. You know we appreciate you, and have a great day. Okay, I'm having a great time this morning enjoying the service, and I hope you are too. With more to come, I just want to wish everyone a very, very happy, happy 4th of July holiday weekend. And, you know, to thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others. Let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen. Okay, time for the preach word, a message from God, the best part, icing on the cake. Following this selection, the next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing is our very own man of God, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Come in his own way with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall I be?
What
I? Who shall I be afraid?
What I?
The Lord is my light and
salvation. Who shall I be?
I will wait on you.
The goodness of the Lord. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners, all around this beautiful world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Once again, good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, first of all, for bringing us from this Saturday, from last Saturday to this Saturday. Father, we thank you also for sending your son to give us life, to give us eternal. We thank you for sending your son to give us life so that we could have eternal life in you, Father. Father, I just ask that you do what Psalm 51:10 says. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me so that I can preach your word the way you want your word to be preached. Because it's all of you and none of me. Let your glory be manifested here on earth today. And let your will be done during this sacred time. It's in your presence and holy name I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around this world. The message that the Lord, the word that the Lord provided today is coming from Luke chapter 10, verse 19, and it reads as follows: Behold, I have given you power to trample on snakes and scorpions, and I've also given you power to overcome all the power of the enemy. The title of the message that the Lord gave me is, don't give the enemy the power that God has given you to live this life. Don't give the enemy the power that God has given you to live this life. You know, church, we give the enemy way too much power. We do. We give the enemy way too much power. And we give it to him mainly when we are facing the dilemmas that God allows to come in our lives. Meaning, and what I mean by that is, what I mean when I say we give the enemy too much power when we are facing dilemmas in our Christian life. We forget how much authority we have over the enemy. It says in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, "Behold, I have given you power to trample on snakes and scorpions." That means whatever God allows us to go through, we should be we should act like we are victorious over our trial, no matter how heavy the trial is. We cannot continue to let the enemy have our authority that God has given us to override him. God gave us the authority to override the enemy. And the way we override the enemy when we are facing trials is that we act victorious even no matter how hard the trial gets that we're facing. James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, it says, "Resist the devil at his onset, and he will flee from you. Draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you." Resist the devil at his onset, and he will flee from you. That means when you are facing the trials that you are facing, that means you must let the devil know, "I've got power over you. I've got the authority over you. I've got the authority over this trial. I am going to handle what I'm going through with a positive attitude, no matter what I'm going through." And then it says, "Draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you." When God allows us to go through trials, God is telling us to draw near to him, and I'll come near to you. And the reason he's doing that is he wants to see how much faith we have in him, how much authority we are using over the enemy. He wants to see us be victorious over whatever trial we're facing. You know, there are some people out there right now that have cancer. But if you went to the doctor and if and and the doctor told you you had cancer, would you walk out of there with a negative attitude, or would you walk out of there knowing that God can heal you from cancer? See, I know we're facing hard. I know we go through trials. I know we go through all kinds of trials. But it says in John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. If Jesus had overcome the world, we wouldn't have the authority that we have to win against the enemy when we are facing what we are facing. I'll give you an example of what I mean when I say don't give the enemy the power that God has given you to live this life. Most of you all know that God just loaned me a new wheelchair for a few years. Now, I've only had my new wheelchair since March. I was in Frankenmuth, and while I was in Frankenmuth, my dad and I and someone else were driving in the van back to the hotel from Frankenmuth, and all of a sudden the back of my wheelchair just broke, and the enemy said automatically, you need to be upset. And then I said, no, I don't. And then the Lord said, don't give the enemy the power that God has given you to live this life. Oh, he said, override the enemy and just praise me and just thank and just give me the thanks for the fact that you worked at camp when it happened. See, that's how you override the enemy. That's how you refuse to let the enemy have the power that God has given you to live this life, no matter what kind of trial, no matter what trials you may be facing. See, there are some of you who don't have custody of your kids right now because of some custody disputes. But don't be upset about it. Don't let the enemy have the power that God has given you to override that situation. Be glad that you are in the kid's life. Be glad that God allowed you to be in those in your kid's life. Because the enemy could have told you, give me your power. But you had enough faith to tell the enemy, no, I'm not giving you the power that God has given me to live this life, no matter what trial, no matter what you are faced with. You could have woke, some of you could have woke up this morning, and some of you could have woke up this morning and walked outside, and when your car wouldn't start, you could have got mad at the devil and told the devil that you have the power over me, but you didn't. You had enough power. You had enough faith to resist the devil at his onset. You had enough faith to draw near to God, and you had enough faith to let God draw near to you in the middle of what you were facing. See, we give Satan way too much power. We give Satan way too much power. And that's why so many people are so depressed, because we give Satan way too much power over our thoughts. When the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 55 and 8, it says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. If you want to obtain the power that God has given you to live this life over your thoughts, you have to resist the devil. You have to stop telling yourself, I am not victorious over this problem. We have to start saying, Lord, no matter what dilemma I am faced with, I have the power to live this life. I have the power to get over what I am facing with a positive attitude. The reason why many preachers aren't successful at preaching the word of God is because they give the enemy too much power over them. And what I mean is, they walk around acting like they're defeated. When the church closed because of COVID, many preachers got depressed because they gave the enemy too much power. They gave the enemy the power that God gave them to get through what they were going through, as far as the church is concerned. I'm going to use Pastor Owen as an example. When the church closed because of COVID, Pastor O didn't give the enemy none of the Pastor O did not give the enemy any of the power that God gave him to deal with the church being closed. And what I mean by that is he didn't let the fact that the church was closed stop him from preaching the word. Preachers, when you are facing a dilemma, don't give the enemy the power that God has given you when God has called you to preach. Because God is using you in his own special way. Don't let the enemy cause you to lose your power that God has given you to preach the word of God. Because it says in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, "Behold, I have given you power to trample on snakes and scorpions. And I've given you power to overcome every power of the enemy." Keep preaching the word. The Bible says, don't give a foothold to the devil. When you give away your power that God has given you to live this life, in the middle of your trials that you may be facing, you are letting the enemy grab your power that was given to you by God. When God called you to do what he wanted you to do for the kingdom, God gave you the power to do it. God also gave you the authority to do it the way that he wanted you to do what he wants you to do. So what am I saying to you? Don't give the enemy the power that God has given you. Because Satan wants you, the devil wants you dead. The devil doesn't want any of us doing the work that God has called us to do. Because he wants us dead. But 1 John 4:4 says, "Greater is the spirit that lives in you than he that lives in the world." Let me say that again. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is nobody greater than God. God's greater. God's power is greater than Satan's power, because Satan fell from heaven like a lightning bolt. So when he fell from heaven, he lost all of his power. He thought he was gonna have power over God, but he didn't, because God had more power over him. Saints, let's not forget that we are more than conquerors. We are victorious. We can't keep acting like we're defeated when we face what we are faced with in this life. We are going to be faced with dilemma after dilemma on this earth until we leave here. But it's how we handle the dilemmas that we are facing that matters to God. Our faith matters to God. Our faith needs to be put to the test when we are facing trials that are good, that are bad, that are hard, that are easy. Jesus said in John chapter 16 verse 33, it said, in this life we are going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. What that means is we must be, no matter what we are facing in this life, we must rejoice because Jesus overcame the world. Jesus is with us no matter what we are facing. Hebrews chapter 13 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What kind of God says that? What kind of God says that? I'll tell you what kind of God says that. A loving God says that. Folks, God wants us to take back our power that he has given us to live this life. No matter what we are faced with, God wants us to take back our authority. God said, you have given your authority away. Stop giving the enemy your power that God has given you when you are faced with the dilemmas that you are faced with, because the only way you will be able to be victorious over the enemy is when you say, Lord, I am going to face this dilemma with a positive attitude and not a negative attitude. I am going to face this dilemma knowing that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am going to face this dilemma that I am faced with, knowing that as a man thinks in his heart, so does he become. God wants us to take back our authority. We can't let the enemy cause us to be defeated when we are children of God. We were called by God to do the work that God has called us to do for a special reason. Don't let the enemy have your power that God has given you to live this life. Because when you do, when you let the enemy have your power that God has given you to live this Christian life, you are not letting God have his way in your life. And God wants us to let him have his way. He wants to do so much good in our lives. But he can't do that until we stop letting Satan have our power that God has given us to live this life. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us not to let the enemy have all the power over us. You said in your word, in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, you said that, behold, I have given you power to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome every power of the enemy. Father, help us to understand what Luke chapter 10, verse 19 means. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 means that we shouldn't act like we're defeated when we face dilemmas. We should be victorious over every area of our lives when we are faced with the trials of this life. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to preach your word the way you wanted your word to be preached. Father, you had your way in me today, and I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that you deserve, because it was none of me and all of you. It is in your presence in the holy name that I pray this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name. Oh, my gosh. This was so, so good. So the other day I was watching, I don't like history, but I watched the Smithsonian Channel, which it doesn't even, it's just weird. But nevertheless, I was watching a program about an earthquake that happened in Nepal. And I know it was probably some time ago, maybe within the last 10 years or so. But we know that over in that area, they serve other gods, okay, plural, more than one. And the man was talking about how certain buildings were destroyed and other buildings were left after they had this magnanimous earthquake that came through. So the man was talking about how the temple where they go in to worship their gods was destroyed. And he said, well, if there's no temple, then there's no God. And I said, oh, and I immediately said, Lord Jesus, this man can't even explain where his next breath is coming from because he feels like a physical building was destroyed, that you no longer exist. But then the Holy Spirit told me that he doesn't really know who the one true and living God is. When you're talking about power, the power that we have in us is from the Holy Spirit. Jesus did not come to do what he did on that cross and leave us with absolutely no guidance, no nothing, and told us to figure it out. He did not do that. He left his word, and he told us that he was giving us his spirit, each and every one of us who accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, even 2,000 plus years after Jesus has been gone from this earth. Every single person who accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior receives the power of the Holy, and that is the same power that rose Jesus from the dead after 3 days. So when you talk about power, you have no power unless you have the power of the Holy Spirit in you. And then when you're talking about letting your power or relinquishing your power over to the enemy and letting him have his way, we know, Pastor has ingrained in us that the only power that the enemy has over us is the power that we give him, okay, the power that we relinquish over to him. We are children of God, amen, and so we, each and every one of us, has the power of the Holy Spirit within us to move mountains and to change circumstances and to make things in the world better. We are not using our power. So Pastor Terrence Tate, thank you so much for the word that you brought to us as a reminder that we have power. Pastor Jonathan Tate, in his prayer today, spoke about how not letting the things that we see on social media, on the news, in the world, in our communities, deter us from the bigger picture of what it is that we have to do in this life. And the only way that we're going to do what we have to do in this life is with the power of the Lord. Amen. So if you don't belong to Jesus, I hope you confess that thing today and accept him as your Lord and Savior, because other than that, you will be fighting an uphill battle alone, because the enemy is going to be dragging you down with both hands. But with the power of the Holy Spirit in you, you are an overcomer. Amen? Amen. So good morning, y'all. Happy Saturday. It is the first Saturday of a new month. It is the month of July. I cannot believe we are already 7 months into 2022, but we know that God is good. Time stops for no one, so we just have to do the best that we can each day to make it a great day. Amen? Amen. So just a couple of announcements for you. Tomorrow, Sunday, July 3rd, we will have our in-person Sunday school beginning at 9 a.m. Also, we will have our worship service beginning at 10 a.m. with our praise team leading us in song and in worship. We will have the preached word by our very own Pastor O. Of course, you are welcome to join us in person. All that we ask is that you wear a mask. If you don't have one, don't worry about it. We will provide you, excuse me, with one. If you're not comfortable with coming in person, no problem. You can also listen to our service on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. by visiting our church website, rfcm.org, and clicking on Recorded Sunday Services. Amen? Amen. Also, as a reminder, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn is here on Blog Talk Radio with her show entitled Bring Back the Family. Don't forget to tune in and give her your support. Also, every Wednesday at 6 p.m., we hold our Bible reading class. Deacon Mackey, I'm going to have to beat up Deacon Mackey and Pastor O, because Pastor Ken making changes to the teaching schedule. And I was so excited to teach the book of Ecclesiastes, but then we got some new teachers on the teacher list, and now I have to do Song of Songs. So Mackie got my book. But nevertheless, Deacon Charles Mackie will be teaching from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapters 1 through 6. The questions are available online at our church website, rfcm.org. Just click on Bible classes, or if you're in person on Sunday, of course, the questions will be on the back table. Amen? Amen. Every Saturday, Bondage Breaker Ministries holds their ladies' Bible class from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more info, if you want to participate in this class, go to our church website, rfcm.org, and click on Christian Resources, and the information will be available to you if you want to participate. So Pastor Janice Tate is the teacher for that class. And then let me go backwards, because Deaconess Cat just texted me and said no class tomorrow, no bring back the family tomorrow due to the 4th of July holiday. So scratch the bring back the family for tomorrow. No bring back the family tomorrow because of the 4th of July. Amen? Amen. All righty. So if you would like to pay your tithes and offerings, please visit our church website again, rfcm.org, and click on the tithes and offerings tab. And you would like to give to the preacher that shown up preached today. Okay, Pastor Terrence Tate came with the fire on that one today. Make sure to remember to specify his name when you give your offering, and we will see to it that he receives it. Amen. The Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness and sharing with us and with them. So I want to also say to remember that all of our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, they're archived, but best of all, they are free. You ain't got to put your credit card number in. You don't have to have a trial subscription. Don't say after 30 days, if you don't cancel, we're going to charge your credit card for the yearly fee. We don't have none of that. Just go to our church website and click on Blog Talk Radio, and every class, every service that has been recorded, whether it's Bible class, whether it was what the Bible says, which is what Pastor O was doing back when this all started, it is all available to you for free. You can get your whole Christian life together just off of Blog Talk Radio and what we've done here at Running for Christ Ministries online. Amen. Amen. Oh, and I also want to say, if you have not checked out our church website, please do. It has truly evolved. Not just over the last couple months, but really over the last couple of years. Like, we have so many awesome things on there. There's links, there's information, there's jobs, there's all types of things on there. So please, even if you're not looking for anything specific, just go to rfcm.org and peruse. Just check it out. It really is a wonderful, wonderful website. Pastor does a great job of getting all that together. So just wanted to let you guys know that, okay? All right, so I need everybody to listen up. Everybody, put your listening ears on. I have a new announcement, and it's really, really important, all right? So I'm going to try to read it like the person who wrote it would read it, okay? So it says, hey, you. Yeah, I'm speaking to you, supporters of Running for Christ Ministries. Do you want to share all that RFCM has to offer? Yes, then do I have an opportunity for you. So listen up. June Rogers, who wrote this email, and I was trying to read it in her voice, is trying to put together a team to plan and execute an open house to take place before the summer is over. So imagine this, a festive atmosphere of food, fun, and fellowship on the church parking lot. We envision spaces set up for our ministers to share the gospel, biblical games, and a clothing giveaway, just to mention a few. We can invite representatives from local schools and voting advocates for on-site registration. The only limitation to this outreach event is your God-inspired imagination. If you want to be part of this, please contact June immediately. A sign-up sheet will be available at the back table of the church this Sunday, but please act quickly so we can make this a reality. If you have been wanting to get involved more in this ministry, well, here is your chance. Remember what God's position is. 1 Peter 4 and 10 says that God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Thank you, and I look forward to this time of being doers of the word and glory to God and celebration of Jesus. Amen? So there will be a sign-up sheet on the back table. Get your creative juices flowing and see if we can bring this together. Amen? Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And we know that when you pray first, over time you will find yourself praying continually. Amen. So we ask your prayers for everyone, everywhere, continually. Amen. Prayers for those who are sick, shut in, hospitalized, incarcerated. Make sure to pray for one another, those who you know personally. And, of course, pray for yourself. I know schools are out, but just as quickly as kids are out of school, you know, you kind of got to think about getting them in school, especially when you got transitional high school to college kids. You know, as soon as they get a couple of weeks out of high school, you know, then it's time to get ready to go on campus and do orientations and get all that stuff. So just make sure to continue to pray for all of our children. Of course, all of our doctors and our medical professionals, you know, COVID has not gone away. The news is not shoving it in our face necessarily like they were, but it's still a thing, amen, and they're still dealing with this. So please continue to pray for our nation, our world, all of our leaders as they constantly face major decisions that affect all of us. Pray for those who are missing and exploited, those who are being trafficked and, you know, suffering abuse. And just continue to pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world and so, so much more. We know that the list of things to pray for is absolutely inexhaustible, and it's hard to pray for everything, but the Lord sees and the Lord knows, so just do your best. Amen. We want to ask for prayers for our mother, Irma Miller, who is recovering at home. Pastor John McFall, who is in the hospital, continues to pray for the father of Running for Christ Ministries. I love that. Tyrone Hamilton. Continue to pray for all of our amazing mothers on the move, as we affectionately like to call them, Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Amen. Continue to pray for all of those who are bereaved and grieving and hurting over the loss of friends and loved ones. Especially please keep in prayer our very own Deaconess Lisa Thornton and her family and the loss of her father. When she texted me the other day, I was absolutely crushed. I'm like, Lord, I'm super emotional anyway. I cry on dog commercials. I don't have time for this, but God knows everything. And so it's our responsibility to mourn with those who mourn, but to not mourn as those who have no hope. So, you know, we embrace and give hugs and send love to all of those who are bereaved and hurting, especially our very own Anita and now Lisa and the loss of her father. You know, me and my family still need love. My mom passed away, seems like just yesterday, even though it's been almost 6 months. And so, you know, we all kind of still need that love and support. And so we just need to keep everyone lifted up in prayer. Amen? Amen. So it's a new month, so y'all know what's up. We got new birthdays. So what, today is July the 2nd. So happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all over the world who celebrated yesterday and who are celebrating today, and, of course, who's celebrating for the entire month. We have almost just as many July birthdays as Running for Christ Ministries as we do for June. So the awesome my sister, Sarah Tate McClendon, set it off yesterday with her birthday on the 1st. Her baby, who looks just like her, Hunter, will be celebrating her birthday on the 4th. Malachi Freeman on the 8th. Yours truly, that would be me. I'm celebrating on the 12th. Logan is on the 12th. DeAndre, the 14th. Baby Isaiah, I can't believe, I think he's going on his 3rd birthday already. He's also on the 14th. The best vice president on the planet, Vice President Beatrice Cowan, will be celebrating on the 16th. Ryan Davis on the 16th. His mom, Nicole Seabrooks, on the 19th. And our beautiful Deaconess Lisa Thornton will be closing us out on the 21st. So happy birthday to everybody. Y'all know y'all going to get shouted out all month long on Blog Talk and in person at church. So happy, happy birthday to everyone. Amen. Amen. And so last but not least is your devotional for today, which is entitled, Let Your Prisoners Go. Amen. And this is by Mary Sutherland. There is no God like you. You forgive those who are guilty of sin. You don't look at the sins of your people who are left alive. You will not stay angry forever because you enjoy being kind. You will have mercy on us again. You will conquer our sins. You will throw away all our sins into the deepest part of the sea. And this is Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. Sometimes the hardest thing to say is, I'm sorry, or to admit it when we have hurt someone. The only thing that can be harder is to forgive those who have hurt us. We cannot really forgive until we have really been forgiven. Forgiveness was born on a cross where Jesus Christ loved us enough to die for our sins. But God shows his great love for us in this way. Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And that's Romans chapter 5, verse 8. He didn't wait until we shaved, cleaned up. He didn't wait until we asked for forgiveness or even knew that we needed forgiveness. God is serious about forgiveness. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. So, if you are standing before the altar in the temple, offering a sacrifice to God, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there beside the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. God is saying that it doesn't matter how much we do. If we have not forgiven someone or if we know someone has not forgiven us, we should drop everything, put life on hold, and get it right. A little boy and his mom went shopping at the mall. The little boy acted very badly, whining and wanting everything that he saw and running away from his mother. Driving home, he could tell his mom was very angry. He looked over at her and said, when we are bad and we ask God to forgive us, he does, doesn't he? His mom glanced at him and replied, yes, he does. And when he forgives us, he buries our sins in the deepest sea, doesn't he? The mom answered, yes, that is what the Bible teaches. The little boy sat in silence for a while, and then he said, I've asked God to forgive me, but I bet you're going to go fishing for those sins, aren't you, Mom? There is no God like you. You forgive those who are guilty of sin. You don't look at the sins of your people who are left alive. You will not stay angry forever because you enjoy being kind. You will have mercy on us again. You will conquer our sins. You will throw away all our sins into the deepest parts of the sea. And again, that's Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. Part of true forgiveness is releasing the hurt, letting go of the pain. When we don't, it becomes a constant spiritual and emotional drain. To experience the power of forgiveness, we have to quit fishing in the emotional waters of our past. I love super glue, and I use it for just about everything. One day, I was trying to repair a miniature tea set, reached for my trusty super glue, and went to work. I glued the broken saucer and held it in place for 30 seconds, only to discover that I had glued my fingers to the saucer. After several painful minutes of struggling to work my finger loose, I was free. True forgiveness works the same way. When we refuse to release people from the hurt they have caused us, we are gluing them to their mistakes. Nowhere does God say we have to feel like forgiving. He just commands us to forgive. Our feelings are irrelevant. Our obedience is what matters. When we refuse to forgive, we not only harm ourselves, but we become a hindrance to God working in their lives as well. Now it is time to forgive him and comfort him. Otherwise, he may become so bitter and discouraged that he won't be able to recover. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. Anytime we impede the work of God, we are in a dangerous position. It's time to let go of the hurt, and it's time to forgive. So as we say this prayer together, Father, we are so tired of holding on to the pain in our lives. Today, we lay down our pride and our rights. We will not seek revenge or retaliation. Instead, we choose to love our enemies and bless those who have harmed us. Please give us the strength and the power to honor you as we step out in obedience, in Jesus' name. So now it's your turn. Is there someone you need to forgive, or is there someone whose forgiveness you need? If so, do what Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15 says. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So as far as I'm concerned, we all need forgiveness because we want our Father to forgive us as we need to forgive others. Amen? Amen. And those are your announcements.
Amen. And thank you. And you don't know how many people you just blessed, because people, I see them all the time. They going down the streets and I say, look at them, Jesus. They could probably move a whole lot faster if they wasn't dragging that big old giant prisoner, unforgiving
people.
that they're dragging with them. They could probably enjoy the picnic, enjoy the movie, enjoy sitting on the porch staring at the air. But they can't because the people over here in the cage of unforgiveness saying, let me out. Let me out.
Forgiveness is an action word. It is a constant thing that has to be done. You have to put it into practice. We say, oh, I forgive you, and then we talk about it all the time. Well, that's not true forgiveness. But we also don't want God to keep throwing up in our faces the stuff that we do. And guess what? He's so great and merciful that when we ask for forgiveness, 1 John 1:9, he doesn't. It's a done deal. So we owe people what we expect from God. So
you can't get that better. I can't make that better. I can't even improve on that at all. That is it. Wait, man. Say that again, Crystal. We can't expect from what was that?
We can expect to get from God what we're not willing to give to others. It probably wasn't exactly said like that, but that's what I said.
Lord have mercy on me. Last night was a complete mess. Jesus, I went all the way wrong. And then here comes somebody, you $5. Oh, I hate them.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never speaking to them again.
Me my money.
They on my list. As long as you got that list.
Yeah.
Guess what? You can list your own sins, right? I once asked a pastor, what is it like to be an unforgiving Christian who is definitely a Christian and saved?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, you don't get rid of the guilt and the condemnation. It stays.
Mm-hmm.
See, God wants to relieve you of the guilt and the there is no condemnation to those who are. He
not
has
guilty.
Removed our guilty stain.
Yeah,
well, when
guilty.
We refuse to forgive others and make them live without forgiveness, we're choosing for God not to forgive us and make us live without the comfort of knowing that God has forgiven us. Matthew 18 and 35 simply says, this is how my Heavenly Father will treat you when you, from your heart, refuse to forgive those who have sinned against you. You need to read that story,
Lord, have mercy.
Anyway, we done got the preaching and teaching. Chris, it's your fault.
The whole game. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
It's your fault. Preaching and
preaching.
Right. See, we about to let the enemy steal our power. That's one way the enemy can steal a lot of power from you. Jesus said, don't even pray to me. If you got that kind of thing going on in your heart with somebody, Jesus, now you're talking about losing your power that God gave us.
So
we ain't
simple.
Got no more power than prayer. That's it.
Unforgiveness
will rob you of your power to pray. I wish I would
give up my
relationship with Jesus because of some jackleg who did something to me. They're jackleg. That's why they did it. Okay, but I ain't going to let the devil use that to take away my power to pray. I need to talk to Jesus.
People don't realize that forgiveness isn't about the other person. It never is. It's always about you. You are free when you forgive. The other person
exactly.
got to deal with what they do. Forgiveness is freedom for yourself. It's not freedom for someone else. And so, you know, you got people dead and gone, still unforgiven, and people still on earth mad.
And not,
you know,
and
so
not, what I hate about what you just said, people dead and gone, and you still got them in your little prison, now you can't attack them because they're dead and gone. Now you're attacking everybody around you.
Yeah.
You're attacking
people,
them for
people.
What they
Ain't
did.
That what they say? Hurt people, hurt Mm-mm. people. That's what we always say. We use that, but it's a real thing, you know. So when you don't forgive and when you don't let things go, when you put into perspective that forgiveness is about your freedom, then it changes how you forgive, and it changes how you forgive others, because we need it. We can't expect God to give it to us when we're not willing to give it to others. So we got to get our lives together.
We got to get it together. Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Be blessed and tell Amir I say what's
you
up.
Too. I shall. Amen.
Okay. Here we go. Want to say thank you. First, I want to jump in on that announcement about what's coming up for the volunteers that Deaconess June Rogers is looking for. They have some awesome things in church. The Lord loves us going to church. He loves us in these two worship services every weekend. He loves us in a Bible class. He even loves it when we're doing home Bible study. But sooner or later, we have to, you know, kind of go out to the community. And so this is a way to reach out to the community right around us, okay? So they have some awesome things, but they need volunteers. Now, going to church, praying, and all of that stuff is good, but sooner or later, we got to start doing the work. Amen. We can't just go to church and be satisfied. We can't just pray and be satisfied. We can't just teach and be taught and be satisfied. Sooner or later, Jesus, you know, kind of want the disciples to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Sooner or later, we have to do that. And so tomorrow there'll be a sign-up sheet on the back table, just like Crystal told you. Go to the back table. Stop just being a pew Christian. Just sit in a pew and chew, and that's all I'm going to do. No, do more. Sign up. Get involved in the work. Jesus wants you to get involved in this outreach to the community, okay? All you have to it's just going to be one day. It ain't going to be like every day. It's just one day. Sign up. Amen. Need volunteers. Be one of those. Want to say thank you to Rebecca Johnson. Awesome scripture, opening prayer, scripture and opening prayer. Want to say thank you to Jonathan Tate. Amen. For the awesome altar call. And, of course, the preacher of the hour, Pastor Terrence Tate, you know, when he was preaching, I was thinking about Moses when he was standing at the Red Sea and the devil had ganked everybody for their power. They just, here come Egypt. We in trouble now, Moses. This all your fault. This all your we going to die right here at the Red Sea. But God reminded Moses of what he gave him back on that mountain, that rod, right? He says, stretch it out against this obstacle in your way and cross over on dry land. And Moses did that, had to stand there all night long till the dawn began to break because it would be kind of hard to cross in the dark. They didn't have streetlights. So God let it stay all night. They stood in faith all night long. And then the Red Sea parted, and they crossed over on smooth, dry ground because you can't pull no wagons and carry a whole bunch of people over a bunch of rocks and craggly places, okay? Smooth, dry ground, just like our paved roads. And they went through, and the same thing God used, the same power God used to rescue them, same power God used to destroy the things that was coming after them. Then Paul and Silas, they were sitting in the Philippian jail for preaching the word of God and casting demons out of people and making them better. And they got thrown in jail and then thrown in the dungeon and left with their feet fastened to the stocks and arms chained to the walls. And guess what they did? Praise God at midnight. They didn't let the devil steal their power. So don't let the enemy have your power that God gave you. Remember what Pastor said? Greater is he that is in you, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit who lives in you, than the devil and all them little sick, twisted demons that got kicked out of heaven. They couldn't even stay in heaven. How stupid are you when you can't stay, amen, where you don't even have to do nothing? You just, oh, Lord, have mercy. Don't be dumb as the devil and get kicked out of heaven. Amen. Don't let the enemy have your power. And remember that now. You know, after Pastor Terrence Tate preached this message, you know this is a message for us to be tested on. So the devil going to come and try to steal your power. Okay? And you won't know if you pass the test or even in the test until after the test is over. And Jesus is going to say, like he did to Peter, why did you doubt? Why you let the devil steal your power? Come on, somebody. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Terrence Tate. We love that word. We're gonna put that word into practice. Well, it's the 4th of July weekend, y'all. It's time for us to turn up responsibly. Turn up responsibly. But like the pastor preached to us, don't let the devil take your power or have the power that God gave you. Don't give up.
Oh, yeah. Living holy in the night, on the gospel channel. Yeah, this time I brought my family and some friends, just to tell you no matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough, every brother, every sister I said, listen, don't give up. You gotta hold on.
Everybody sing.